Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeInc.tv. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudging.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgingtv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudging. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus.
Good evening, everyone. This is Miss Foxbody. I am working the switchboard tonight, so I will be clicking on you, asking your name, and just hold for me. If you have any background noise, please mute your phone in the time that you're not talking. If you'd like your voice to be heard, please press 1. Your host tonight is Tricky Ricky. Tricky Ricky, how are you?
I'm good, Ms. Fox. I'm dealing with a little rain that's coming through this way this weekend. How about yourself today?
I am doing great.
That's good. That's good. Well, I'd like to welcome everybody back for another Thursday of Race Talk Radio, and today we're gonna go over some recap the race that went on over the weekend, and today I'm gonna, I guess, try something a little different. I don't have a topic for the show today, but I'm gonna just let the fans have the floor. To get off their chest, whatever they got to get off their chest. And had a little controversy this. Matter of fact, last night at the Buzz Creek Mervin International Raceway, where we had a, I guess you could call it a controversial race go down, and lot of people didn't understand the method of the race and all that. I'll get to that in a second. But, okay, hold on one second, Kevin. But before I get into that, I'm just going to recap some of the racing that went on this weekend. Capital Raceway had the Pro Mods and the Warrior 10-5 group there this weekend. They had kind of low car count because of the 10-5 cars they did had a low car count. A couple cars broke at the race Saturday, and a couple of cars broke at the previous event. So it wasn't the normal 10 to 13 cars or 15 cars that they normally have. I think they only have 6 Saturday. And the winner and the number one qualifier was Keith Brandt. Keith Brandt has a rear 68 Camaro. He won the race over Tink. Most people know him by Tink. He has a 66 Chevelle, both big block nitrous power cars. In the Pro Mod event, they had an exceptionally well filled Pro Mod cars. They had over 16 Pro Mods from the Northeast. What is the thing called? Northeast Pro Mod Shootout, something like that. But anyway, they had over 16 cars, and due to the curfew, the two finalists agreed to split, and they're going to finish the race up at ATCO, that final round at ATCO, for points. And that was Freddie Scribber and Gary Courtier. Most people know what Freddie has. Freddie has a split window Corvette, and Gary has a 68 Camaro Pro Mod, big motor. Both of them got big motors. And Cecil County had the Outlaw Streetcar Shootout this weekend pass, and they had Ultra 275 drag radio. 10-5, Outlaw 10-5, and the big tire class. Not familiar with the names in 275, but the winner of that was a John Kesey over a Jeff Kinsler. John won on a hole shot with a 058 light to a 106 by Jeff. And John won with a 520 at 137 over Jeff's 519 at 138. And then 275 drag radio. Some may know this guy and heard his name, Rich Bruder, one of the Bruder brothers, who was synonymous for the Pro Charger Mustang that they, his brother had. They switched over to turbos. But Rich Bruder won the final over John. I'm going to mess the man's last name up. Astronauts. I guess that's how you pronounce it, John Astronaut. Bruder went at 476 at 153 to John's 496 at 149. And then they had a very heavy field of cars for 10-5. And the winner of that was Jerry Marengo over Billy Gordon. They said Billy had some transmission problems in the semifinals. And he did make it to the line, but he had a problem. He said his car left, and then he had a big pop and coach it from there on down. But Jerry went a 433 at 175. And then you had Big Tire, and you had Smoker Joe Schroeder who faced John Schroeder, and both were Camaros. Smokin' Joe has a 69 blown Camaro, and John Schroeder has a 2000 body style Camaro, nitrous powered, and Joe Schroeder took the win with a 447 at 167 over John's 455 at 156. And that's really all the racing recap we got going on. I hear we got a couple people on the line. But the racing question, oh, let me also say, Bad Company Racing here, most people know about PAP, Black 79, 78 Camaro, raced me last night at the creek. Excuse me. And PAP was on horsepower and let me spray. And I think they let me move or gave him the back tire and beat me. So I'm sure Tap will be on listening and get on here and talk about that for a minute. But the controversial race last night was Mr. J.C. Richardson versus G. Money. Nobody in racing could understand how this race was set up. And for those who don't know, J.C. Richardson has a very well-built Outlaw 10-5 style car with, at this time, unknown cubic inch motor or how many systems on it. G Money has a all steel 67 Nova. Big block nitrous powered, no wheelie bars. I believe he's on a 33-10-5 tire as well, but no bars. The race was JC was to give G Money the back tire in the clear in the eighth. And nobody at the track understood what in the hell was going on or how that race even took place. Me personally, I posted on Facebook, the race should have never happened. My personal opinion, he was set up because the people around him or person around him that called himself his friend should not have let him go out there facing the car that was much, much faster than him, even getting the back tire in the clear. You know what I mean? Unless he was technically banking on a problem, that race shouldn't have taken place. Don't know whose money was in the pot, but I mean, I don't think anybody's out here just to be giving away money, and that's what happened with that race. They just gave money away, and there's been a dialogue conversation back and forth on Facebook about this, and Pete got on there and said they got hustled or they need to learn how to check a car or something funny Pete said, but you don't, to me, if you're friends with somebody, you don't let your friends go out there or you set your friend up for failure by racing somebody that y'all know is already faster than him and not able to win. It's just not good business. But I'm sure we're going to hear more about that. Got quite a few people in the queue right now, so as I said, I'm going to give it to the fans today and let the fans talk about what they want to talk about. Okay. But we do have one upcoming event, actually, that's going on this Saturday. Ms. Foxbody, can you open Sean's mic, please? Leonard, I'll be right to you. Hey.
Yo, what's going on?
How's everything? Not too much, man. Sitting here looking out the window, watching the rain.
I heard that. Yeah, man, I'm trying to get ready for this little show we got going on this this upcoming Saturday. As you know now, and recently every time you turn around, some type of new drama. Basically, half of folks calling about, you know, that they heard that the show was canceled. You got others telling people to come to other shows. You know, that type of bullshit, man. I mean, you know, really, is it that serious? I mean, you know, it's for a good cause. We're trying to do a benefit race for Carlos Wells, his Uncle Jake, some other guys on this way, Mr. Woody Cribb, Long Island Poppy from up in Long Island, New York. This young kid, Christian McKinley, I think he was like 21 when he got killed in a car accident, that type thing. You know, just trying to do something positive, man. I was like trying to put a positive twist on my shows, make them a little bit more different than everybody else's or whatever.
Right.
You know, we got Kenny locked in. We're going to do that race. And we got another race with little Black Mamba Mustang versus a friend of mine, D. Roller, with his little 16-year-old kid driving Black Mamba against the brakes. And we're trying to work on some races maybe between J.C. Richardson and Spencer Race's little small block Mustang. So, I mean, plus also we have Outlaw 28 race, have a conventional head race on 28s or 29s that's come to win. And we got all motor shootout going on. I mean, we're giving away, like, probably $4,000 in cash with no entry fee, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just trying to get the folks involved, trying to – Dalton has its own local crowd anyway. So, I mean, I don't even know the benefit of these crafts trying to interrupt the race because they know they can't do it. I mean, you know, I have good races because I promote them well, you know what I'm saying? And if the other cats can't promote the race, if they got to put bullshit in the game just to get a decent crowd, which they're not going to get, I find that to be real grimy. You know what I'm saying? So,
I think for some people to survive in most things, they all seem to always have to put some kind of bullshit in the game, regardless of what it is, you know, whether it's just everyday work or a race or promoting a race, fucking DJing, you know, it's always something. Somebody got to do something crooked, try to get where you at.
We got Willie Dog out here. Dog's out there trying to, he's buffing his ass on this one here. Usually, you know, he's just basically on the mic. He's coordinating the lanes, that type deal. But, you know, he's getting down and dirty with him this time because I told him basically, I'm not getting into a pissing contest with these cats because why should I? I don't have to prove myself. Yeah. All my tools look good. I went to Orangeburg the other week that wasn't hitting on shit, but I mean, and basically the reason I said wasn't hitting on shit was because basically I didn't take any money home with me. But at the end of the day, all the bills were paid. We had like 14, 28 by 28-inch racers, some of the baddest ones around, Keith Sabo, Brian McGee, Chris Tootin, all those guys were there. You know, and everybody was happy. The people that came, they were happy. So I think more or less that was a screw up on my part because I really wasn't worried about the Memorial Day bike rally. You know, so I just went and did the show anyway. But I mean, you know, you gotta have some bad ones, which I call it a bad one because I didn't make any money, just to tighten your game up. You know, so letting you know that you're not invincible or whatever. You know, so hopefully everybody can come on out this weekend, especially ones that are coming from up in the Maryland, Virginia area. They might have a good time and get their racing on or whatever like that. Gigantor is going to be in the house. They're looking for anybody. They say they want to run anybody. So we'll see how that turns out, you know. Oh, yeah, also we're going to have some pretty young ladies walking around, you know, for all the guys that like the pretty young ladies with the fat booties, that type thing. So have some of them walk around to keep everybody company, keep everybody on their toes, that type deal. So should be a pretty good race. Looks like the rain is going to hold out. We're looking at like a 30% chance down this area where the track is. So we should be all right.
Okay. Is there an entry fee for any other class events that you don't?
Nope, no entry fees. I don't ever do races with entry fees. I mean, so that really doesn't give the racer much to complain about, which, you know, you got some people that's going to complain regardless, but I don't do entry fees. I just go ahead and we got to have an 8-car minimum to pay the full pot. But other than that, those are about the only little requirements I got.
Okay. And what time is everything kick off?
The gates open at 2:00, and we'll probably start the racing up, letting everybody get there probably around 3 or 4. I mean, the track will probably be open at 3, actually, for passes. But we'll probably start most of the shootouts when it starts to cool off a little bit because we've got some guys that actually want to run the Outlaw 28 class and the conventional class. So, I mean, so we can get it done, man.
Okay. Well, what's going on with Big Sexy?
Well, we're ready to go ahead and kill Kenny this weekend. I told Pete, I think, that I know I told JC, too, because we talked on the phone today. I told him, I said, if Kenny wins this time, just tap the hell out because they got some damn voodoo shit going on and we ain't got enough power down here to kill that shit. So hopefully we'll go ahead and smash more up and we'll finally end the saga in Fayetteville on what, July the 13th, I think.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to see if we can't get Mr. Beecham on here and see what he's going to have to say about that. I know.
I don't get no sleep.
You said you don't want him to get no sleep?
No, he don't need no sleep. He don't need no sleep. But other words, with me being a competitor, I want to get all the sleep he can so I can let my all-pro driver, which he sleeps the tree sometimes, but it happens. So you win and lose with your man. So, but go ahead and let Red go ahead and let that button go on him this time so we can get it done.
Okay, y'all, what's that joke post I saw? Somebody said him, y'all ain't give him no crackers and soda or something like that?
Oh, shit. You don't need no crackers and soda. He left out the back of field a long time ago.
Yeah. So I guess that means that Kenny got his motor back and he's ready to go then.
Yeah, Kenny's ready to go. He's ready to go. He's having plenty of sleep and he's going to be ready to race on Saturday.
Well, I don't know. Somebody probably had my dad in the garage and doing something. he ain't getting enough work, so I guess that might work in your benefit.
I want him at his best. I want him at his best because I'm coming to win.
I know that's right. All right. Well, let me get this other caller that's been holding patiently. Miss Foxbody, can you open Leonard's mic?
Leonard, your mic is on. Leonard?
Uh-oh.
Okay, let's go to the next.
Okay.
Rick, your mic is on.
Yes, I've always got something to say because I race myself. I love racing, and racing is to me is trash talking. Put the rubber down there, go have a good time. And I'd rather pay my money and let somebody else drive my vehicle and sit back and watch that because racing is a very fun game, and it's what you make out of it. And somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. If you lose, dust yourself off, pick yourself back up, and keep on moving. Just like I heard the G-Money story. I mean, you live and you learn. So, I mean, I wouldn't take it too personal if I was him. If something happened, dust yourself off, get more strong, and come back, and, hey, do it again.
Yeah, I don't think that G Money took it personal. And again, I'm only speaking from my own perspective and point of view. I just felt as though that if two things, if this is your friend, we both got a car, right?
Mm-hmm.
If my car is set up a little better than yours, and technically I'm supposed to be faster than you, then why wouldn't I take the race with the car that I'm trying to get you to run? You see what I'm saying? Instead of putting the lesser man out there to run a faster car, knowing that he can't win unless that car has a problem. So if you're just banking on the problem, to me that's like not a positive friendship because you're not looking out for your friend.
No, that's right, and I understand what you're saying, but, then it's still what we got to say. That was yesterday, and we just got to figure ourselves up today, and, he'll learn from that and move on. I mean, if you don't understand sometimes what's going on and get yourself out there and get set up, then you can't sit there and fall over the hill. You got to pick yourself up, man. Regardless of whatever, you just know where to go and where not to go. And
I did speak to him briefly, and he said the same thing. You live and you learn, you know what I mean. But I think from here on out, he may have his, his antennas up more than he has, because that race wasn't for him.
Yeah, well, I mean, still at the end of the day, get yourself up and move on to the next person. And even though, if somebody keep on talking a whole lot of trash, Lord, tell them, come to the track and, hey, let's go to court on the 8th or whatever you decide. So, I mean, that's how I look at that. Be ready for the next one.
Right.
Because, if you feel criticism coming, hey, don't get angry. Just tell them, hey, let's put the rubber down somewhere else. Somebody else.
All right.
Yeah. Because
well, now I got
I got that. Every time, mostly, we've been to the track. I mean, it's been 67 people that comes along with us. You know, because we come to have a good time. And to me, that's what racing is all about. I mean, everybody ain't going to win. But at the end of the day, you get yourself up and dust yourself off. It's like we don't get into the winner's circle, you know, for the aloneness. And, you know, everybody get their day. And, I mean, there's a little problem going on right now. But, you know, we can't sit there and keep on looking at that. We got to keep dusting ourselves off. And you're going to come back one day if you keep dusting yourself off. But if you don't dust yourself off, you're going to be heavier and heavier, and you ain't going to get to the end. You're never going to get to the end.
I got you.
Well,
you know, like
well,
I said, I think he's going to, he said, like you said, he live and he learn. And, you know, it is what it is at this point.
All right, well, I'm going to get on the G-Money subject, you know, and like I said, I hope the grudge racing and whatever racing continue to go on because that's something I love to. I mean, if I'm not racing, I even love to come and watch. That's why I'm listening to your show. That's why I'm endorsing my opinion. Because, you know, I hope more and more people come out. But wherever we go.
Right. Well, it's
right,
and I appreciate it.
Listen to John.
And,
got a lot of people, so I'm still
back. Okay. Well, I got a tag team trio here. Duo, I'm sorry. Nephew Pete and Short Dog. What's going on?
What's going on, Rick?
Not too much.
I just wanted to lighten you on that GM on the situation. He kind of set it level for the race.
Rick?
Hey, I'm listening.
Yeah, he kind of set it level for the race because his friend talked to me when I first got there. His friend wanted the back tie and the brake. That's what he wanted. So I guess we made our pass. It didn't really look that good. Then he asked me about it, and I told him we wasn't going to give them the back time to break. I told him we would give them 1-1. So his buddy told him don't do it. But in his mind, I guess he liked what he seen. He felt he could win, and he said he wanted to do the race. So his friend didn't mislead him. That's something that he wanted to do himself. So I guess to say his friends put him out there would be false because they tried to stop him from doing it. But that's something that he wanted, so it wasn't what it was.
Okay. Well, if
but
I got the story wrong,
they
then,
did try
you know,
to stop him from doing it.
Hey,
no,
Peter,
no.
Did you say something, Pete?
Yeah.
When you finish?
Yeah, now Styles asked for the back time to break. That's the reason he told him he needed.
Okay.
And we wouldn't get it to him. So he took what we offered. And whatever happened.
Well, and another thing, Rick, that they fella realized, he ain't lose the race because of slower car. I got to take my hat off to G Money because I get whooped, we race. But he going to lose anyway when Styles had anything to do with it.
All right, well, that's the point that I'm getting at.
Listen, I'm going to straighten this because G Money, them guys are all right with me. But, you know, some guys, they just jump on things that they shouldn't jump on.
Right.
They, at first, you know, they give calls, numbers that they – a lot of guys just getting new to this grudge game. They don't know what's going on. You got to be around people to really know what's going on. These guys look at these calls. They giving them numbers that they don't even have no clue of. I told them what we put G Money on. And we was willing to do that race, but they didn't want to listen to it. And then they seen that the number that I put them on, it was the right number. And also for them other critics that were saying that, you know, JC was just so much faster, this and that, they give the car numbers that, you know, they don't even know what the car is though. You see what I'm saying? So I done been there, Rick. I mean, you know, I've been around a long time with this stuff. And I got to take my hat off to G-Money because he do make action. But G-Money, this is from Short Dog. Whatever you do, don't have Styles nowhere in your pot. You're going down.
Okay. Well, with that said, that's all understandable. If I had the story wrong, I apologize for having my story wrong. But still, I feel that Styles should have took the race with JC over trying to get G Money to run JC.
Styles did what he did, Rick, because Styles trying to figure out something. How can you figure out something when you got a slow car?
Well, I mean, I think the
talk
general public knows that already.
Hey, Rick, talk to me. You've been talking to me. Talk to me. I want to talk to you.
I think the general public knows that already. I mean, as you just said, you know, if you've been around racing, then you kind of know these things, what's what in the racing game and what a car can do. And as you said,
you feel Wicked Bird Cox slow.
Say again?
Do you think that Wicked Bird car is slow?
Do I think it's slow?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. The show's going to get cut off. Wicked Bird is pushing ones all over the phone.
Well, I wish he would. I ain't did nothing but call him out all day on Facebook. I mean, I wish he would get on the show and say what he got to say.
Yeah, but all honesty, I ain't going to talk to him. I'm going to be done. But I got to take my hat off to G Money. But that was a race that he could have won, because if it was the other way around, people wouldn't have been saying what they said, because anything could have happened.
Right, excuse me.
Am I right or wrong?
And then I got. You're very right.
So I got to take my hat off to him for accepting the race, but that race wasn't really for him. That race was for him and some of the other guys. That wasn't for G Money, for real. That race was for his friends trying to figure out something, and they still ain't figure out nothing. What they trying to figure out, we already knew.
Let me ask either one of y'all, how did it come about that the time was put on the board?
Well, that wasn't supposed to be that way. I don't think that my nephew and the crew was paying attention to what was going on, and they
No. They knew the race, and they had no time on the cars, but it was two or three cars that ran before them that had the clocks on, but the Pumas that made time runs in front of them. So I guess, I don't know, whatever happened. If we got to switch it back, whatever happened. But, you know, it's one of them things you can't change, and it is what it is. Because before they ran, they let two Promar, Ted Burnley, and it was a top few drags, and some of them made a pass and had the clock on. So I guess it was a mishap or whatever happened. And, you know, it is what it is right now, so can't change it.
And you know what else took it, Ricky? You know what? Some of them guys, even though the clock will show, they still don't realize what happened. So it don't make a difference. They put calls on whatever they want to put them on. It don't make a difference.
With all that said, I mean, this is, you know, Pete, you made a comment early on Facebook saying that the Hatton boys could have got a race last night. I guess you were saying with Styles.
With JC call, we were going to give them a run with that, but we just can't. They say they want this, you give them that, then they want to go back to here and go there, but we ain't got time to keep going through all that. And we just left it alone, but, you know.
Okay.
That's done deal now. That's gone, water on the bridge. But, you know, it was a good race. I mean, we supposed to give him the back tire in the clear. Actually, he got the back tire to break in the clear, but I guess he did.
Ain't look like he got no damn kick to me.
Oh, you don't think so?
Not from what I saw in the video.
Well, a 100 and something light to a 400 and something light, do you think that's a break?
No.
Trigger Ricky.
I'm listening, Brett.
Okay, and another thing I got to ask you, because, you know, we go way back. When your car going to be ready?
I will have my shit ready by the weekend.
All right, okay. I don't want you to get mad at me or none of that. We ain't doing that tonight. I just was asking, because JC wanted me to ask you. He didn't want to ask, so I just figured I'd ask.
I know. I don't understand that, man. The man don't want to talk to me or something, man?
He can't sleep.
Hey, Rick, you know things don't get on the radio.
Hold on, Pete. What'd you say, Troy?
JC can't sleep.
He can't sleep?
No, not knowing that your car ain't ready.
Good. Well, I got him right where I want him then. I don't, as Sean just said, I don't need him to sleep.
Okay. I just wanted to know, because I know he's listening, and I know he ain't going to say nothing. I was just asking.
Yeah, I know he's listening. He ain't even listening. I will have my car together next week, and within the next 3 weeks, I'll be calling him.
Okay.
Yeah, you my man. I'm waiting on that call.
I know you are. Damn cheerleader.
And don't call me
on
my phone.
Hold on. I ain't no cheerleader. I tell you what I'm going to do for you. After I got these races lined up with my car the way it is to July 13th, after that, I'm going to put the same soft tire you got and my car weighs 2,900 pounds with me in it. I'm going to run your head up. That's what you want to do.
And you going to drive?
You damn right I'm going to drive. Yeah, I'm going to get back and drive it just for you. I'm going to show you something.
So, you gonna
so we can go on
the box
for a minute.
Well, hold on. You saying you're going to put a 3310.5 on the Quietstorm Camaro?
Yes.
And you going to drive?
Yeah.
And you want to run
that
head up?
That ain't my car. Rick, he said he gonna, that's it, that ain't my car. I just drive it. He let me drive.
Don't tell him nothing.
To be truthful with you, I don't care who drives it, but, you know, I like for the person to talk to the So, to understand what you're saying, you're going to put 3310.5s on Quietstorm Camaro, and you're going to drive, and you want to run head up 8 miles. Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Okay. Well, holler at me after you do your race.
Yeah, well, I figured the... If you're gonna be at the, I know you're gonna be at the bus seat August 3rd. So that'll give me enough time to get it worked out. So I'll be ready about it.
Oh, G money's ass, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, they set them up.
That's fine.
All right.
Yeah, we can learn all of this. They talk to them. You know, you reached last week.
Running there.
And he came back and.
Yeah, I'll be
ready. That's what I'm talking about right now.
Hey, Rick, mute your phone while you're talking, Rick. Running there, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Ain't too much.
Getting the back down and clear, and they fucked him up.
Yeah, I was sitting here listening to the conversation.
Damn,
and
hold on, run the bed. Hey, Miss Fox Body, can you put Rick in the private room and tell him to mute his phone?
Hey, we're going to talk. I got another call, all right, cuz? Okay.
Hey, go ahead, run the bed.
Put him in the private room and do what?
Tell him to mute his phone.
All right, who is it?
Hey.
Huh? Yeah. Hello?
He was just talking about somebody getting stitches in their tail. That's all. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Hey,
yeah, but
they running
back. I was trying to hear what Running Bear was saying. I couldn't hear.
Oh, Rick, he ain't saying nothing.
Hey, all right, Rick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was sitting here listening to the conversation, and... Well, what I think is, if G Money took a dumb race like that, then you know, there it is. I mean, there it is. And like the man said, lick his wound and go on about his business. He took that race.
He set himself up. He's stupid.
Yeah, well, he set himself up or whatever you want to call it. But that's what he did. Now, with that said, nephew Pete.
I mean, you don't let nobody else set you up. You can't do nothing.
Yeah, okay. I don't know who that is in the background. But anyway, getting back to nephew Pete. Now, you trying to set me up. But if you give me... Let me say what I'm going to say. And then you can say whatever you want to say.
Go ahead.
Now, everybody know that I run a small block. Everybody know that your car is a lot faster than mine. All I ask you to do is give me the go and take off one stage of nitrous. That's all I ask you to do. Now, if you can't do that, I saw on the Facebook where you said you can give me one and one. That ain't what I asked for. If you want to run me, give me the go, take one stage of nitrous off, and we got a race. Anything less than that, I'm not going to take no dumb race.
Well, hold on. I'm going to give you the reason that you asked for first.
Let me finish, Pete.
Go ahead,
runner back. I figure that would be a good close race between you and your two chassis car, me and my back half car with my small block, and you and your big block. If you take one stage off, give me the go, and if you beat me, believe me, I will walk with my ass whooping, and I won't have nothing to say. I'll pay you your money, but if you're going to give me a dumb race, I'm not going to take it.
No, I'll offer you a reason. You ask for, you do what you got to do, I do what I got to do, I'm going to give you the back time to break today's mouth.
You're going to give me the back tire and a break today for my on one stage.
No. You do what you got to do, and I'm going to do what I got to do.
No, we ain't got no race.
Leave that race alone. Don't even say no more.
I'm giving him everything in the world, man.
He always said, taking one stage off, leave it alone.
I'm not going to do it.
Hey, look, Pete, you're not listening to what I'm saying. I don't want the back tie and the brake. I want the brake and you on one stage of nitrous.
You're trying to give me
everything else but what I asked for, because it's like this. I didn't ask you to race. You jumped at me. Now, I'm telling you what I want from you because I know what you your car is doing. Okay.
I asked you to run because you told me that you had a big block killer. So I got a big block. You got to kill me.
Well, Pete, lately, that's all I've been running. Now, if you give me the race that I want with your big block and you whoop me, I will walk with that ass whooping. But if you're going to tell me what you want, going to give me, that ain't going to work.
Hey, run it out.
From you,
Hold on. I'll think it over, and we'll see what happens.
I can't ask for no more than that. But you know, I know what G Money did. I know what JC went out there and whipped G Money last night. Okay. Well, I figure G Money took a bad race because it was 1-1. And I can't take that from you. I just ain't gonna do it. But if you give me the go one stage with your two jazz and big block, my back half and my small block, we got a race. Now if you beat me, I'll take my ass over and walk with it, and we'll shake your hand.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a look at that. Just be effective.
Well, we'll see what happens, running back. I ain't gonna guarantee you that, but I know what my guys real solid. We'll let you know. I'll just let you know.
Okay, all right. That'll work. Case closed.
Yeah, be that. All right, well, we got Mr. G Money on, so he can speak his side of the story and how he felt about the race. G Money.
Hey, yeah.
What's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
Not too much. What's happening with you, sir?
Hey, yeah. Hey, sometimes, you take the good ones with the bad ones, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and cry over it. But what I was out there to try to do, I'm trying to put my race on like anybody else. But the real thing, I did not go over to them and ask for no race. I had somebody else tell me, yo, man, this is a good race. And me, I've never met J.C. Richards before a day in my life. Never looked at the car, never seen the car, really. But, me, I'm always down to take a chance. What sounded, I asked for the break also, but what sounded good to me was when clear thing, when somebody said just clear, I didn't think I was going to be beat that bad, but yes, he beat me back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
As they say, you're going to lick your wound and keep it moving, because you might as well keep it moving. But one thing I will do, I'm gonna pick my own fight from now on.
I got you.
You know, I ain't gonna die over this one, and maybe someday, maybe I'll come back and get in JT's ass with something else. You know, it's all in the grudge game, man. That's just what I want to do.
Yeah,
I like
that. Well, that's the attitude that you gotta have. But now, was it when the race was presented to you? Was it said that it was JC? Or was it just said, hey, we got to...
He said, yo, man, we got to race, man. Got a race right here, man. Yo, I got one for you, man. Go get your car. You can unload your car. I'm like, hey, who? You know what? So we walked over, we checked it out, and then he would say, this is the car. And I looked at the car, but just basically, you know, vaguely looked at the car. I didn't know the man had that plus four pal and cubic inch and all that. Because when he went by, he went by. You feel me? He went by me.
Right.
But, you know, the best part I got out of it was I left before he did. I treated him, but it didn't make any difference because he came on through that, you know. And
right,
I said,
okay.
Hey, money's still in the game, babe. You know, I'm like the boys say, I'm looking for some action. You know, I'm new to this first thing. I used to bracket race. And one thing, I ain't scared, you know what I'm saying? So everybody know who I am and where I'm at, you know. If you feel like you're in my league, you know what I'm saying, give the brother a call, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to be no shit there, King. I'm finished testing. Maybe when I set my game, we'll be looking for JC as I have to test some more, you know, a lot.
I hate you. Hey, Short Dog, you still there? Hey, Peter, Short Dog, still there? Okay.
No.
Short Dog has some words for you. I wanted you to hear directly from him, but
I heard him early.
Okay.
Hey, Rick. And yes, also, sir. You know, I also have another call also that I'm trying to put together, so maybe I can be in that category, you know what I'm saying? This is still my street car, you know? Like I keep saying, I ain't scared, so let's do it. Let's get it in.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, that's what's up. It takes a little time, but, I mean, it's, you know, they ain't conquering the world, but just gotta pick and choose your battles better, you know what I mean?
No doubt. I definitely learned that one. That's like what you call it, Tony Bynes, man. I looked at the car, you know, up the trailer, and I noticed this car was super duper light. But in order for him to just, I took a chance there too. He only beat me by a bumper. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know no man that can. If he got three guns, I got one gun, and he only beat me by a bumper. I feel that was a good race, and I just wanted to race him. Everybody know I just want to race him because of who he is. And I
right.
felt like I had a chance, you know what I'm saying? He's a man just like I'm a man. Ain't no way in the world with his three guns that he can judge a front bumper. I don't give
money.
Deserve.
Money. Hey, look, Tony Bynes only beat you by a car. That's all he needed to beat you by. He could have beat you by more than that with that gangster boot. Because I ran Tony with the white Nova that Saturday before we came up there.
Yeah.
And I beat him, but I killed him at the tree, and he was coming back real fast. And believe me, he could have beat you more than a carling if he wanted to.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, and now, on this note, nobody else knows this except me and maybe Carlos and Tony Bob. He came over to me, and he asked me that I want to do a little something else with the white car. And I said, let me just make this little minor adjustment right here and make this pass. And I came out right here, and I'm going to make this pass. And he's not going to wait to fill this up. He said he cannot handle that car. But I was going to fill any four white car against my Nova. Now, nobody knows that.
Yeah,
That was definitely going to happen. I don't know why he loaded up and rolled out. But he told me he's going to wait right there. I said, you wait, I'll be right back. And I guess he loaded up.
Yeah. But, yeah, you have probably been a lot better off running the Dillinger car, the white Nova, versus running the gangster boot at Malibu.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that from you, and I heard it from a couple other people also. So, you know what I'm saying, man? I'm one of those people, man. How do you know where you're going if you're on your way yet? I'm trying to find out where I'm at.
I tried to get to you in the lanes. I was staying over there, but you were so busy, and I couldn't talk to you. Ask Charles who I am. He know who I am. I was standing behind you, but you were right busy up in the lane. You were trying to get your grudge race on, so.
Yeah, I ain't got the time. That's why I lost my money last night.
Yeah, and then,
I was supposed to pick my battle straight up.
Yeah, but my man was right, though. He said a mouthful a little while ago. You take your lumps and you move on. You know, I done got plenty of lumps, and I'm still moving on. But, Pete, I want you so bad.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Sound like Pete and Short Dog dropped off. We got Big Sexy back on the line and Mr. Beeson. What's going on? Miss Fox, Mike, open Sean's mic, please. Kenny.
Sean, your mic is on.
Okay.
Miss Fox, Mike, Kenny still there?
Yes, Kenny's still on.
Oh, damn, Sean. I said the name of the man and went mute on me.
Damn. He probably already went to sleep. I told him make sure you get plenty of rest.
They must have got off the phone collectively, Kenny, nephew Pete, and Short Dog. It must have been a team decision. Okay. Sean, I guess if you want, hold tight till Kenny get back on the line.
Okay,
and you can holler at your buddy here. Miss Foxbody, can you open Long Island Joe's mic, please?
Long Island, your mic is on.
How's everybody doing out there today?
What's up, Long Island Joe?
Nothing much. How's everything?
I
talked to Ronnie Bell today. He called me up. Matter of fact, he called me. And he was a little bit upset that he couldn't make it that day, but he made sure he told me, said he's going to be down there, and he's me, him, and Monster, and Kryptonite are going to get on the phone so they can redo that run. I guess they want to do
the job. Did they do that race over? He said he had some trouble and couldn't make it.
Yeah, he actually called me up today, and I was surprised. And he said, listen, if you tell them if they're going to be there, I'll do that there or at August 3rd, either one. He's either going to be at the 27th, he'll be in Fayetteville, or August 3rd, he's going to be at Buzz Creek again. So either way, it's definitely going to happen. So they'll get their little, you know, see what happened, what would have really happened, I guess, you know.
I got you. Now, the 27th is the race that you're putting on at Fayetteville, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And so far, I tell you, everybody's been telling me, everybody who wants to come, they're ready to go, they're gung-ho. You know, I mean, Chris Butler, everybody's coming out. I mean, it seems like everybody's ready to do it. And I got that tennis tire race now I'm going to be doing, you know, no W's. And I'm going to pay out $2,500 for the winner, $1,000 for the runner-up, and $250 for the semis.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask a question about that. What's the deal with the no W?
No W, see what happened. They're gonna let big blocks, small blocks go against each other, and that's how they actually turned around, and they did it before. And there's a lot of guys that always say, and it doesn't matter your suspension either. That's the deal. Doesn't matter on the suspension. So it's kind of like almost like a competitive race because it's going to be no W's, only nitrous cars, no blower cars.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of basically think that you can't go but so fast. So that's the deal. So it's kind of like it sticks everybody kind of close in together. It should be a good race like that. I mean, it's I know Travis Harvey already said he's there. Big Red is in it. We got a couple cars over here that said they're coming. As a matter of fact, they'll be testing out next week at Englishtown at that Grudge Fest.
Yeah.
So I know for a fact they already said they're all trying it. They want to just try something. Everybody likes to be a little bit, you know, you don't like a blowout. So, you know, you can get one of those turbo cars in there, and it won't be fun.
Right.
So basically, what the nitrous cars, everybody together, it should be a competitive race. It's going to be pretty good the way it's going to be. Big block, small block, and I don't care. Don't worry about the stock suspension because you know how it goes. A Mustang is just like a four-link.
Got it off the
car. You know, just basically that's all to it. Everybody knows that. So, hey, if you got a ladder bar, it is what it is.
Right.
If you
right.
got stock suspension, as long as you got no W's on it, it's a race. And it's only $50 to enter. And that's
all right, well, let me also ask this. I did see the fly, and you had me on there, Chris Butler, and Derek Bond, Chris Knight, and stuff like that. Is there a back half race also?
It's definitely going to be, you guys are definitely in the back half race. From what I hear, I heard J.C. Richardson is coming back, so you better be careful. I think you and him might end up locking
careful,
in there.
Be careful of what? Ain't nobody scared of no J.C.
No, I'm just saying, I'm just telling you. I'm the
he better
guy.
Be careful.
And it's definitely, that's definitely going to happen there. And
hey, Rich.
Oh, look. And somebody
hey,
was just calling your ass and you didn't want to say nothing. I talk about J.C. hey, Rick.
Nah, we saw you and Chris on the list, so we figured that y'all would need a little help. So we told Bob out to come down there to help the Virginia guy a little, because we figured y'all need a little help down there. So.
Okay, well, tell me help.
I mean, we figured when the system thinking the slowest guys up there and they go in and beat up on y'all, they might as well get somebody to have with fans that can be the competition for them.
That's what I just said. Come on and help me.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it. Matter of fact,
man, who was looking for me? Who was looking for me? I'm sorry, I'm working. I was doing something.
Running Bear was looking for you. I believe that.
What the problem is?
What that Running Bear? Running Bear, you was looking for Pete?
No. I just wanted to tell Pete that I want him so bad.
Oh yeah,
you can't. Hey, you can't beg the way you begging.
Hey, Pete, you know, it is what it is. Now, you know, Pete, come on.
Run about. We ain't going to with that. Hey, look, we done with that. Man, you going to raise regardless, because I got to show you something one way or another. So we going to raise regardless. So we ain't got to talk about no more.
Yeah, that's all I was saying. I was just saying that, you know, and I want that race so bad. And I mean, if you can feel free to give it to me, I mean, that's what I'm asking for. And if you can
feel Mr. Big Block Killer.
Huh?
I said, okay, Mr. Big Block Killer.
I mean, I ain't said I was a Big Block Killer. Y'all gave me that damn name. But
no, you said that.
I can't remember saying that, Pete. But that besides the point. That besides the point. I don't turn down a good race if it's fair.
All right, so if I give you that and you beat me, I'm going to run the second one, because I'm going to run you again an hour later. I ain't going to make no – right back around and run again. So what the second race is going to be? Because you don't get the easy one to get away from
me. You're talking too fast. Say that again now.
I said, if you beat me, less than 1 hour later, we're going to race again. So what the next race is going to be?
I don't, you talk to me. Talk to me. Let me know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if it's fair, if I think it's fair, I don't mind doing it, Pete.
All right.
You know, that's all I'm trying to – that's my point. If I think the race is fair, we can do it.
Yeah. Hey, look, all these guys, I can't drive, this and that. I got to come up with retirement just so I can still do it. I just don't choose not to do it.
Well, yeah, I done heard that too, but see,
I don't think you can do it.
I ain't lost nothing. I knew I just stopped doing it.
I think you lost up myself.
All you got to do is test your skills out on me.
I that's my plan. You and the NASA boys. I told you I was going to run it. I told you I run everybody y'all got y'all camp. I always fought. You can get the next one. Come on back in line. I run all 4, 5, 6 of y'all.
Yeah, Pete, you know, I wouldn't doubt that. You know, but as of right now, at this moment, I'm the only one in the NASBOR camp that's doing any running.
Well, since we're going to announce, me and Red already locked in, so we already got money up. So that race got to happen. So we already locked in the run. So the money is up, and he ain't going to back down. I ain't going to back down. So
No, Red ain't going to back down.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Once I put my money up, that means I'm coming to race.
Right. I can understand that, too. But, you know, I can't, the way my car is, I can't take the race that Red takes. I can't take the race that Booger Child takes. You know, I can't take the race that Chris takes. You know, I'm a small block man. You know, give me what I got to have and beat me at my game, and then, hell, we got a race.
Well, I want to ask Pete a question about his game.
I'm listening.
How, considering your car versus your Quad Stone Camaro,
yeah,
and my Malibu,
yeah,
how do you feel that you putting the same size tire on is a equal race? How do you feel as though it's an equal race with you just putting the same size tire on your car that I have on my car?
I don't know if it's equal or not.
When your
I,
car
I
is lighter.
No, I don't. My car, man, it might be 100 pounds difference in them cars or something. I mean, that ain't even worth spotting it. But plus, you've been running 10.5s for years. I'm only giving myself 2 to 3 weeks to get my car right on 10.5s. So I don't know what it's going to do. So I'm just gambling. But you know, I don't know if it's fair or not. We'll find out. I guess. If I run away from your ass, you know it ain't fair, but it's too late then. So we'll see what happens when it happens.
Well, so why not take the race out throughout there?
I mean, I'm not in the mood for giving.
Shit, you get everybody else. Damn, I can't get a race. I mean, I can't get. With what you got, you can't give me. Come on, man.
And look, anytime you willing to run. Them other guys head up, and I know they faster than me.
They ain't a chassis car neighbor, Pete. You got a chassis car with a big tire on it that's lighter than me, and you got more
people. With a peanut motor.
And you can't give me nothing?
I can't have them.
Man,
I told you,
no
I ain't in the... Hey, look. I got a little baby on the way and everything.
Heart,
I ain't in the mood for getting another half with me.
I thought he was a gambler, man.
He is a gambler. He just ain't going to gamble that hard.
Nah, he asked for the back time to break and everything.
Hold up, dog. Don't even stop them lies. I said, you drive the car and give me the kick, and I'll run.
Yeah. Nah, I'm not sorry to say all that.
Just give me the kick and put Troy in the car. I don't care. I just said you drive because you keep talking about, you know what I'm saying, you this and you that. So I said you drive.
I tell you what, you might get the kick if you run over to the quarter.
Are you serious, man?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
You going to give me the kick in the quarter?
Didn't I just say, what I just tell you? You say you don't care who got the car
bet
or
that.
You wanted the kick.
Bet it.
All right, we ain't got no more talk about it. I told you when the car be ready.
Say that again.
I told you when the car be ready. If I get it switched over, I'm going to call you locked in.
Yeah, y'all better get that 900 cube against molding it quick.
I don't know where that's at, but I don't know what's going to be in it. All I'm going to do is tell George and the button loose.
Yeah, I know what's going to be in there. you give me the kick in the quarter? Shit, yeah, I take it.
Yeah, we're going to give it to you. And kick your ass in the process.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, hey, Long Island Joe.
Yes.
I got the Hatton boys want to know how can they get in the race that you're doing down there.
Half.
Yeah, so it would be just the back half race?
Yeah, they'll be able to get in the back half.
Oh, okay.
Their car is, as long as the car's not chassis, you know, I mean, they should be able to get in it. I don't see why not. You know. Also, I meant to tell you, I know know Fast Eddie's going to have his bike there, and I think they're going to end up locking the race in with Cranky. So I know the bikes are definitely coming. I know I talked to Franco today, and they're bringing a bike also that they wanted to run, and they're dying to run. Everybody's dying to run each other with the bikes. They got to be bringing at least 5 to 6 bikes. One guy says he's got the fastest 1,000 in the country. That's Fast Eddie. Okay. His partner's got a 1,300, I guess it is, and he said he's got the fastest bike. So now everybody's up there willing to lock in something. Now I got one guy that's coming from Philly, and he wants to run with his bike. Now I didn't get hold to Tiptoe's cousin because he had told me Gunpicks know him really good, and he says he's got a bike that he's looking to run anybody. So that's also going to be on the same day. So I know already Cranky's definitely getting his run. There ain't no doubt about that. That's definitely going to be it. And Monster said it was another guy they were bringing. I forgot what bike it is, but therefore that's some pretty fast bike. But those guys told me, they said, man, I scared of them. They want to run them. So I said, okay. So if you're on the website, you can look at it. They've been writing it down that they don't care who it is that got 1,000, they'll race it.
Oh, okay. Can you go over the details of the back half race one more time?
Okay. Well, the back half race, honestly, tell you the truth, it's going to be, I got to get, I don't want to run everybody, too many cars in it. I was trying to just keep it at 8, believe it or not. I just kind of like just made it so it'd be more like everybody's in competition. I didn't want to go any bigger because I kind of like wanted to give something back to the guys that always support the races. I mean, sure, I mean, there was a lot of other guys that have been coming around and never even helping out on the grudge games. I know a lot of guys that couldn't even run inside some of the ADRL or whatever. And that's what it was only designed for, to help out the younger, the guys that couldn't make the really qualifying field with the bigger boys. That's what it really was designed for. Because I can tell you, I can give you some names out there that wanted to come out just because of the money.
All that stuff setting y'all up. But see, I know what you were doing.
Running back, meet your phone, running back.
But
what it was all about. Like every time you look around at the track, I see you there, or I see Chris Butler there. You know, I mean that's just to throw something back towards you guys for our appreciation. That's what that was made for. And I honestly tell you the truth, that's what it was not for. It wasn't putting everybody in there. We were just trying to make sure that these guys got a chance to run off against each other, and they're within close range of each other. So it was, I mean, that race between JC and, Scoot, that was a great race. And I honestly tell you the truth, I thought Scoot was beat because JC was out in front, but then he wiggled a little bit, and that's what happened. I mean, and then I thought JC and Darren Harris, that was also a good race to run before that. But Darren slept a little. And so, anything can happen. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I don't think Scoot's going to be able to be ready because I think he busted up the car pretty bad, the motor. I don't think he's going to be there, but he's going to other guys, Darren Harris, Ronnie Bell, Kryptonite, all of them, they're going to all be there. So I'm going to try to stop it right at an 8-car field. I don't want to make it an odd thing where it's going to be a whole bunch of, rounds after rounds and you guys beating on your cars. I want to keep it like an 8-car field. I think it works out better that way. And it's a good pot, a nice size pot.
G Money wanted to run.
All right, well, let me also ask you, frequent Fayetteville quite a bit. Hey, running bear, mute your phone, running bear, running bear, mute your phone, running bear, mute your phone.
And you stay.
I've never been to Fayetteville, and I've never raced there. What can you tell me about the racetrack?
Well, I can tell you one thing. We're going to start at 2 o'clock because everybody knows it's going to be hot. So we figure we'll start at around 2 o'clock. We start having it down, and we can race. We have no curfew. So if we want to race till 4 in the morning, we can race 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's always, I always like the track because it's almost like a street race, you know, when you're at night. It's something different when you're racing at night. I mean, we actually got, we're going to have the DJ there, live DJ, the whole bit down there. They got their little thing there. They've been always asking me, always the girls and the always been asking me, some of the guys too have been asking me. They want to have a little bikini contest down there. I said, go ahead and do what you're going to do. I said, you guys can also have a thing for the women who got the best hairdo.
I don't know.
So they got that also down there. And it's going to be a nice, friendly atmosphere, fun.
Always
I mean, it's going to be really nice out there. I like the track. We actually, me and Monster, actually bringing the guy
always
to come prep the track. We want to make sure everything's right for you guys.
When you're
so, it'll be definitely, it'll be on kill.
He'll leave the kill. He'll
definitely be on kill.
But yeah, like I told
you. I mean, I don't know. You never been there at all?
I said, but,
never.
You know.
Wow.
If you had a guess.
Yeah, it's a good atmosphere. It's really good out there. It's something I always did like. When we first went down there, I kind of like fell in love with that track. I mean, the hospitality is great.
Everything is just great. How was the track, though? I mean, does it have a wide groove? Is the track wide?
The track is definitely a wide track. You don't have, it ain't like a narrow track. It's not like Piedmont. The track is wide. You have plenty of room. It ain't no a narrow track. That is a wide, wide track. And there's no doubt about it. You know, it's plenty of room down there. We ain't got to worry about no parking, no nothing. I mean, it'll be great. It'll be on the money. You'll definitely like it. You'll definitely appreciate it. Everybody that I know so far that went down there, they always come back. That's why all the guys always coming down in March. They like the atmosphere. They like the whole thing about the track. It's just great. You know, I mean, we're just going to make sure that track is prepped. We want that thing ready, and we don't want to hear nothing. We want to make sure everything is working. Because I know everybody's coming out there the back half, and, you know, you always like a really good track. I mean, the guy that prepped Capital, he was on the money. On the money.
Nah, he ain't with me. I'm just asking the fuck.
You know? So that's what I anytime you can turn around and you can have the track all prepped and everything else is running smooth. I mean, we're only going to have two classes, so, and then the rest is test and tune. Whoever comes test and tune, it's free entry fee, so no paying to go the ride, the race. Free entry fee. Test and tune is free. Only thing that costs is you're running the back half class or running the this tennis tie class. That's it. So this should be pretty good. I mean, if anybody else, you know, don't get me wrong, you will have some people that turn around and say, why don't we do a G-body, which I did here, and I got Gerald Coleman coming from Georgia. He's got his Oldsmobile. He said if he don't even have the G-body, he's putting his car inside the 10-inch tire class. So, you know, he's part of prime time with the 87 Oldsmobile. And you got a couple guys. You got Mickey with his Oldsmobile. He said if he don't get the G-body contest, he would go into the 10-inch tire class. So I said, all right, fine. Travis Harvey with his Nova, no problem. You know,
Mustang. I heard you say that a few minutes ago, and I was going to ask what car was he bringing to run in the what is he running that in, the back-ass seat out or the 29?
Believe it or not, he's bringing that into the 10-inch tie car, the class. He's no W's, but he's also bringing another car now. There's a couple things that they're bringing. They're bringing a few cars.
Okay.
I think he's got a Pro Mod also, too. I'm not sure what it is. You know, I haven't seen it yet, but they're working on stuff right now, and they told me we're going to surprise everybody. I said, okay. I mean, this one guy named Big Red, you know, he's got the Mustang out there, and he's a 10-inch tie, and he's looking, and he's actually said on a 10-inch tie thing, he said there's four of his guys that together, out of that 10-inch tie bracket, one of those four guys will win, and he's willing to bet $1,000. And I said, wow, that's crazy. He said, one of his guys is going to win.
That's up.
So we took the bet.
If you mean, what the hell was he going to get?
That's how we took that bet. We had to take that bet because anybody can win, and he loses. He's just trying to tell us that it's going to be one of his guys that's going to win the whole thing. That's a good thing.
That's what Travis Harvey said?
That's what the Sutton, they call them Sutton Boys, all them guys together, they got their group. They will bet that $1,000 and one of them guys can win. I was like, wow, that's a hard bet to put out there.
Yeah.
I mean, we're bringing a couple cars. I'll tell you right now, they got their hands full, you know. I just don't want to say they're covering their names right now. I'm just going to let them go right up in the class, and it is what it is. We're going to see what happens. Because you know down there, you know how they say they're the king of the tennis tires, so you know how that goes.
Yeah.
I mean, they get more practice time than we do. I mean, we don't even have a track in Long Island. That's why I go all over. You know, I got to ride to Jersey every time I want to race, or I go to Maryland. And honestly, tell you the truth, I'd rather go to Maryland before I go to Jersey. And everybody knows. And I tell you, we got all the other guys the same way. They felt really good about the track. They felt great about Capitol, and they felt great about Buds Creek. It was almost like a home to us right now. And it's one of those things that it really opened arms, and we loved it. You guys really gave us a great, great open arms to come into the track. And I'll tell you, that's why everybody keeps telling me, well, why don't you do another one over there? Why don't you do one? God, I said, oh, man. I said, well, we were thinking about trying to do a final finale. That's what we were thinking about, because everybody always has a final finale. Anywhere you go, if you look at Mike Hill, he has one in House of Hook. You look at anyone down in Florida, well, we never have anything up here, a final finale. And I think we should all get together and have one, you know, one nice big one, and that's it. Right at the end, and everybody can say just before they pack everything in for the season.
Hey, well, let me ask you this, because I didn't see it. Did the guy from up your way with the black Camaro, I think it was a 69 Camaro, did him and Tony Bynes race? He was saying that he was locked in to run the guy with that.
Oh, no. The black 69 actually ran oh, gosh, what is his name? From Chicago.
Oh,
Danye.
From okay.
Chicago. Danye. Yeah, and he lost to Danye. Danye was supposed to give the car the back tire. And when we were in the lanes, and it was getting late, and they were saying they were closing the track, and Danye said he needed another pass. He says, well, if you're going to need another pass, then everything is closed. And he says, look, I didn't come this far for nothing. He said, I'm going to run your heads up. And I know I shouldn't, but I'm going to run your heads up. And he went out there. He ran him with a conventional head, low deck block. I mean, he ran him. And the God honest truth, it was a good run, but Danye cut him out the gate. And the Camaro stood straight on the bumper. I couldn't believe it. I didn't ever see the thing ever leave like that hard. And it stood up, but it was a good run, really good run. And he went away. He shook Danye's hand and everything, told him, great run. You know, Danye and him told me they're going to buy me some ice cream. I couldn't go get the ice cream because I was watching my son do his little money run with Calvin and from Wolfpack, so I didn't go back over to get the ice cream. But, yeah, we lost that one. I mean, it was good. It was a good race. Can't cry. You know, you sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. That one we lost. But I heard Danye's coming back August 3rd. So hopefully we can return the favor now. We can see what happens. You know, he's actually bringing street cars with him also. They got a Camaro that they want to run the Chrysler 300 Cranberry. They got a brand-new car, air-conditioned, everything, you name it's in it, on nitrous, and they want to run Cranberry's 300. So
that ain't,
I told him,
that ain't the dude with the yellow Camaro that you talking about, is it?
No. It's all stock suspension. 2000. I want to say it's a 2002. It's white. Drag radios. They keep drag radios on it. It's got everything in it. All seats. Everything. I mean, nice car. Just a regular looking. I mean, it looks like. I mean, we say it looked like a real street car. It looks like a real street car. I mean, not like how Tony Bynes came in there with that Corvette and trying to call it a streetcar now. You know,
right.
You can't, you know, there was nothing like that. But he wants to run the Chrysler 300. So we're trying to get that situated. We want that to run. He won't run the other car that they got, the Nissan they have. He don't want no parts of that. You know, he knows about those. He don't want no parts of that. But the Chrysler, he says he's not worried about that Chrysler 300. So I says, okay, we'll find out. And also on that day, I'm pretty sure, if everything works out, Street King's going to bring the black Magnum wagon. Either he's going to be down in Fayetteville or he's going to be there. And I know that was, they were talking about, him and Cranberry was talking about it, and they were supposed to go for about $80,000 minimum for the pot, for the van, street car. And it's a Magnum wagon.
What Street King is that?
Street King from South Carolina. He's got the Magnum wagon.
Monte Carlo?
They got a Magnum wagon in full interior, power windows, air conditioning, the whole bit. And they run this thing all over. They run all new cars. They don't care as long as you come on. He says any kind of Dodge, he don't care. As long as they come with the factory block, he doesn't care. He says they'll run them. He's got a nitrous wagon. I mean, you know, factory block, and he doesn't care. They love to race that thing. But it's a lot of the guys together, and they kind of put a pot up pretty big. But
right.
I know Cranberry actually said, you know, he says he's going to do it. He says, no problem. I mean,
Cranberry ain't
part,
no problem.
Oh, no. I actually was going Cranberry. I actually was going Cranberry on that one. So I'm hoping Cranberry has a call already, and hopefully we'll see that race go down.
Right.
I'm hoping to see that race. Should be a good one, though. I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to, I know a few guys that said they're coming, and the tennis tie should be a really good one, too. I mean, everybody's always talking about it, so. And I think my little son, my little guy, the youngest one now, I think is going to run Calvin in them. So I think they're going to go back at it. Because Calvin and them said they didn't put the spark plug. I guess the spark plug was fouled up, so. We'll give them another shot. You know,
okay.
We'll see what happens. I mean, we'll race each other. I mean, I'll race Calvin till life. I mean, I don't care. We have fun. Whether win or lose,
yeah.
You know, you don't mind racing a guy like that. He comes over there. If you lose, he shakes your hand. Before the race, we're joking and you're having fun, and you leave out. You just say, all right, take care. I'll see you the next time. And that's how it's supposed to be. No hard feelings. Everything's great.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think Big George is actually coming down with us, too, over there. I know he had told me he wanted to come. He's definitely come. So I'm quite sure him and Bebe are going to probably be going at it again. Knowing them. Because they got a little Vega over there, a little 8-inch slick on it. And they probably end up running George's Mustang. So it should be interesting.
Yeah.
A real good race. Hopefully I can stand by Monster and get a little bit more money out of him. Because he right now, he's, I think he's 7 and, well, I can say 0-7. That's what I can say in the race.
Yeah, he way in the red right now.
I
can't let you keep beating up on our hometown guys, you know what I'm saying?
He asked for it. I'm giving it to him. Every time he said he wanted it, he got it.
Yeah, you ain't lying about that, man.
Hey, Long Island.
He's taking him.
Hey, Long Island Joe.
Uh-huh. Hey, how you doing now?
All right, just short dog.
Hey, what's going on, short dog?
Ain't too much. Hey, you stop picking on Monster now. Ease up off Monster a little bit. Just a little bit.
Look, I did ease off on him. Look, I was walking away. You want to hear how bad it was? I said, he said, he wanted to bet, you know, I said, oh, okay, we're going to bet a hamburger. So I put it in his pocket, his top pocket. I said, here you go. He looked at it. He said, that ain't no hamburger. He said, I want a steak. I said, oh, shoot. I said, well, you just said a hamburger. He said, no, I want. I said, oh, my gosh. So I had to give him some more.
So
I put it in his pocket. Ask him about it. When I came back over there, I said, I guess you won't be eating no hamburger or no steak now, huh?
Well, I know when we're at the Capitol race, we was there early. We was there at 7 o'clock almost, and you was going on them ever since then. So I'm going to leave it alone. The Monster grown guy. But you know, that's my hometown boys, y'all. I don't like to keep picking on them, though.
Look,
Oh, wait. Now, Short Dog, you going to come in there too now?
Yes,
I heard you got a little back half car.
Well, it is a back half car. I mean, if my nephew want to get in it, if y'all let us in with the car, we can get in. I mean,
we just got to look at it. Matter of fact,
just like all them old back half cars, you know, I mean, box suit, wedge ass, the old style. So,
okay.
It ain't got nothing. It ain't nothing like a whole lot of these styles they call back half. I can kind of do that.
Okay. Well, when you get there, I'll make sure we're going to go right across because we're actually going to move that around a little bit because we got to let some people come in. I mean, you've been supporting for so long, too. So, you know, honestly, tell you the truth, you got to go ahead and be involved in it, too. And I forgot all about Donald. Donald's supposed to be coming down also with us. He's coming.
I got Franco number. I'm definitely going to call Franco because you know me and Franco go way back to the motorcycle days, don't you?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's my main man. When you miss him, ask him next time you talk to him.
Okay.
I'm going to have to call him. I got his number in my phone.
All right. So, well, I hope y'all ain't going to take it to heart when he's drawing y'all with the motorcycle.
Yeah, I know his son riding the bike now, right? I thought his son had a Mustang.
His son's got a bike. His son's got a booster, but he's also working on a couple other guys' bikes. So I think they're all bringing their bikes. I think he's gonna get the bike in. So
you know that was Franco. That there was Franco's first love. Now the motorcycle now.
Yeah, that was right up his alley when everybody said they wanted to run for money.
Exactly. So you know how far me and Franco go back.
Okay. Okay. Donald, I know, is definitely coming down. I guess he's head hunting. I think he's gonna. I know he was looking for a race before. We were talking about me and him, but I don't know if he's gonna run me on August 3rd or he's gonna run me down there. I'm not sure. I think he wants this kid Lamont with the Duster. And he's from Jersey. But I got to see what happens with Lamont next week at Swizzle's race. Because I think he wanted him to come up here, but I don't know what's going on yet. I won't know until I see Young Stang, because I know that all those guys, they're all talking about it coming too. So
hey, sure
I know should be interesting.
Yeah.
Sure though.
Yeah.
Did you make a video?
Huh?
I saw a video in reference to something with Short Dog, something. I didn't have time to look at it today while I was at work, but.
I didn't make a video.
Okay. Well, there must be somebody else then.
Maybe you need to look at the whole video. Maybe it's a small dog. That wasn't me.
No, it just said Short Dog.
Nah, I'm just messing with you, Rick. Nah, but what? Who did it?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
I didn't get a chance to look at it.
Did you say that school wasn't gonna make it on 27th? Is that what you said?
I don't think he's gonna be able to make it on the 27th. I know. You see that nitrous explosion he had?
Yeah, I seen it.
Yeah, I think he hurt some stuff pretty bad in there.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I know there was something else going on, too. It was something that his father was running in the points with the Pro Mods that day. I'm not sure if the MRI or something's on, ADRL or somewhere. I'm not sure. I'm not sure yet. But he didn't say for sure. George didn't tell me for sure that he's gonna be. I know the other guys are all definitely coming. I mean, Junie Harrell with his Pro Mod, he's coming down with his Camaro because he said he want to be chief of the day. You know, and it's a lot of guys. When I say a lot of guys already said they're coming, they love it. I mean, last year you can ask J.C. Richardson. He was at Tribal Wars when I had the first one, and we were at Red Springs. And how many cars came from down up here, and it was great. The only problem was Thunder Valley was pretty short. That was the only thing about there, you know. It was just one of those things that you run towards the road, and it's not it's not too much of a stopping room, you know.
It's definitely hard to stop down there.
Yeah, Fayetteville, you know what I mean? You got forever. That's the thing. Plus, you know, you no curfew either. It's great. That's one thing about that track over there. I remember coming down. I was going to Orangeburg to Rocks Race once. And I happened to be about 1 o'clock, about quarter after 1, somewhere around there. And the guys were checking on me. Hey, how you guys making out? You still riding? I said, yeah, we're still on the road, me and my little guy. I says, I'll probably stop at the Thunderbird, and that's where I'll probably stay at that night. And then South Carolina. He said, where are you? I says, well, getting ready to come up to Fayetteville exit. He said, well, you might have to come over to Fayetteville. I said, for what? He said, they're out here racing. I said, get out of here. So sure enough, we pulled up to the gate, and the place was packed. And I was like, wow. We stayed till 4 in the morning. We left. They raced till 7 o'clock the next morning. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I don't believe this.
Well,
I could not believe it.
Freaky Friday?
Yeah, that Freaky Friday thing. That place was bombed. I've never been into something. If you want to experience something, go there on one of the Freaky Fridays. You got to see it. You know,
yeah,
it is unbelievable.
Chris Butler and them used to go to that all the time.
Yeah, I tell you, it'd be a packed house. Oh, my gosh. It was unbelievable when I went there. I was like, nice. That wasn't bad. But it should be interesting.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know that that Tony Bynes ended up with the GRF belt the weekend down in Thunder Valley.
Oh, no, I wasn't made aware of that. How did that happen?
I guess it's a long story, but anyway, Tony Bynes ran Sweet Potato for the belt down in Thunder Valley. Tony Bynes is a GRF member, so he won the belt Saturday.
Tony Bynes is a GRF member?
Yes, he is.
Oh. Okay.
And he won the belt. And I think the belt is going to be defended at the Horseman thing down in Fayetteville. I believe it's on the 15th. I'm thinking it's the 15th. That's what they're thinking they said.
13th is the 13th of July. You're going to defend it against Gigantor.
Right. 13th. The 13th. Yeah.
The 13th. Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Tony Bynes is a GRF member, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He ran Sweet Potato with the Gangsta Boo.
Mm. And how was that race?
Sweet Potato lost the race at the tree because he went down on the trans break before Tony got in the tree.
Wow.
That's normal.
Is it?
And Sweet Potato cut him out of the tree, but by his transmission being hot as it was, you know, he couldn't hold him off.
Mm-hmm. Troy, you say that's normal. Why you say that?
Because Tony Bynes was in a burnout. Sweet Potato was up there on the trans break.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. He was up on the trans break, and Tony Bynes was in the damn burnout. When Tony got to the tree and turned the top bulb on, Sweet Potato went down on the bottom of the trans break, and Tony let him wait. I mean, he did what a man's supposed to do. And I told Sweet Potato after, I said, you did a rookie mistake there. He said, no.
He should have
wow.
Told you
around
the
band
he is a rookie.
Huh?
What's up, Rick? Hey,
yeah.
What's up, Rick? It's Kev.
Hey, what's up? What's going on, Kev?
I'm on this road in y'all neighborhood.
Where are you at?
North Carolina.
Hello.
Hey, headed to West Virginia.
I like hearing Bush Dog.
And on the trail.
I don't know who that is in that background noise.
Not me.
You said you had it in West Virginia.
They have that good stuff. They have everything back to where they're normal.
you know. But hey, that's one thing about them. They don't care. They don't mind coming out and running. They love racing.
Yes. You know they're having the Dutch Nationals over in Memphis. What is that? Is it Memphis? You hear about that? With Slush called me today about it.
The Rockingham.
The Rockingham, they don't have
it yet. Yeah, Rockingham.
You got a date?
Pete, what was the date for Rockingham? The 19th?
June.
The 29th or the 19th?
Yeah.
No, Rockingham is,
I thought it was right after 4th of July.
Yeah. No, I got the flyer right here. You talking about the Grudge Wars?
And Rockingham,
the Grudge Wars in Rockingham is July 5th and
6th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's when they're doing it. I think that's when they're doing it.
Yeah, I got the flyer right here. Uh-huh.
That's the World Grudge Nationals.
What?
Yeah, Wickenham, I know I heard him talking about Wickenham from Tennessee coming. Boys from Texas coming.
Okay.
I think the boys from Detroit and Chicago coming. Well, I know they coming, but.
Hey, Ricky, you still going down there, Rick?
I'm hoping to make it.
Then we got the race, next weekend, the 15th, 131.
Oh, okay. My man told me he don't care. We
got
to drive from here to California
to
get your ass.
Well, I mean, I need to stay here for something?
Nah, we just keeping our eyes on it.
Oh, you keep your eyes on it? Okay.
Dang, yeah. Hey, Peter Buck.
Huh?
We got a surveillance camera on Rick's ass.
Yes, sir. We got
guys looking
at right now every time
we
walk in the house. He
better
not set the car cranked up.
Huh? Rick and watch yourself. Watch it. They got surveillance
cameras. I wouldn't be surprised.
They got film in it that don't run out.
I wouldn't be surprised.
They can watch you for the next 10 years.
Now, we
I wouldn't
Rick,
be surprised.
see what happened was you. We had Rick that loan last year, and it's been about a year later. He ain't even attempted to make no payments or nothing on it. So they got interest and all that. So,
nigga, you gave me the loan last year, and I ain't made attempt to make no payments.
Nah, you ain't make no payment, man. We keep calling you. You talk, I'm going to send you something, and we ain't got nothing yet. So I guess we have to come take it. So, you know that they got interest on it now. So, I mean,
as a damn Sprint representative I was talking to today on the phone.
Hey, man, you could have sold us 100 or something, man. Maybe act like you retired, mate.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, you at the mercy of other people, but I'm back right now. I'm still at a little mercy because I ain't had time to do nothing. But I'm going to get it in gear come next week. I was looking for a gear set. Nobody seemed the one to help me, so I guess I got to move on.
Do you need us to find you one?
Yeah, if you can find it. I, at this point, I don't care. I called the man and asked him that he had one he wanted to sell. He didn't have it.
Nah, I told you you're having a hard time finding it. He said, someone to take to raise you. How did he get the man to make a special gift set up for you?
What gift set you look for, Ricky?
360.
Huh?
360.
I'm going to call somebody tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know why he'd be there, but he ain't got no power to turn it over.
I know. That's why I need it.
Hey, I know somebody got a 57, though.
A who?
57.
A 57? I ain't never heard of that.
Yeah, you heard of 68.
Hey, Rick.
Uh-huh.
Hey, this is Kenny again. I didn't get on the show. I was trying to listen to the show last weekend, but I didn't want to get on the show and give Big George big props for whipping my ass. But we was on the GRF show on Tuesday, and we're going to Capitol Raceway, and I'm going to kick his ass next Friday.
Oh, you're coming up next Friday, huh?
I'm going to take off early from work, and I never do that, just to kick his ass.
And Kenny can pick his voice on that one.
If I take off work, you know I want his ass bad.
Damn, Kenny B, don't be so hard, man. Take it easy.
Hey, Kenny, I don't know, man. Last night, Georgia was great run coming last night. I said, look at Georgia, they're making a mess.
What did that look like?
He was looking all the way pushed it back. I said, yeah, they really seen it tonight.
Hey, it was leaning all when he ran Kenny. They just ain't catching.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I should have waited a little longer to stay. They might have saw it.
Exactly. You ran right into the range.
Yep.
That's all you had to do. I told you about rushing.
Yeah, we're going to Capitol next Friday, so it'll be there.
Okay.
So, Rick, Monster never came on the phone?
No, nah,
never came
tonight.
On the show tonight?
Hey,
no,
Kenny.
Tonight.
Kenny. Yeah. If I lose anything on this race, I'm done with you. Oh.
That's with him and Big Joe just go around?
Yes, yeah. It is. Yes, it is. It's
if
all
Big
over.
Hey, look, if Big George beat us the time, we taking the motor, transmission, everything out the car. He ain't gonna drive it no more.
Nope,
I'm gonna
put it up for the rest of the year.
Dang. Hey, Short Dog, this is what I want to ask you. The race when you ran the Ricky Ticket,
uh-huh.
At what point on the track did you catch him, and what was wrong with your car that sounded like he was having an issue with the shift? It didn't shift or something.
Okay, I can answer all your questions. First of all, I never had to catch him. He was trying to catch me. Second of all, we ain't been out in the car. My nephew, he told me to about my air shifter bottle that was low. And when he told me that, I knew it before he mentioned it, but he asked me when he was coming up the lane. So I kind of got sidetracked because, you know, we used to getting in these cars and they're going to shift.
Right.
But the car, it left so good, I forgot to shift. I thought I was going to blow up. That's what they told me. I blowed it up, but I said if I blowed it up, it was mighty funny. I was trying to do it again yesterday. But, no, everything was all right. But
hey,
that's
hey,
what
right, you see, we went to go one gear. We didn't need second gear. All we needed was first gear.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
And I'm going to tell you the truth. We took the motor out the dually and put it in the race car and put nitrous on it.
That's you were supposed to kill everything. What?
Oh, no.
Oh,
man. Y'all ain't going to do nothing like that.
But I like Wiki Bird, though, man.
Man,
that guy is
some kind of sweet, man. JC's the man with a check with Chelsea's the man. I need to get my gas money back. I said, let me find Wiki Bird.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you the truth. If I wasn't already married, I'd marry him. Sweet mother joker he is.
He's so sweet.
Yes, indeed. Then he get everybody else up into his case. They ain't going to get their head off. That's what gets me. And they keep falling for it.
Mm-hmm.
Was it, you act like you know what I'm talking about.
I sure do. I mean, that's what I posted today on Facebook. Mm-hmm, sure was.
Well, I just got to get prepared for because he got another ass to come Saturday because him and Gene only Saturday, so they locked in the Saturday.
Gene.
Yeah, that's the race he wanted to do, so that is.
Man, oh, man.
Hey, look, they hard moving last time. The record must have booked, so he won't see it again.
What some people would do for the price of fame. Wow. Wow. Well, where's that race going to be at Saturday?
Charleston.
Okay. Well.
If I told him he had to go to Charleston, he never go to Charleston because We were all at the running last night with my car, Ken. We were running to give my car last night. But he said he didn't want to run it because he didn't want to take a chance on breaking them, I guess.
But Pete, in the same breath, he told us he's going to run a dollar. It ain't going to break. It can't break. That's what he told me.
Yeah, that's what he said. It can't break. But he won't run last night, so that is what it is.
Well, I guess that's the same reason why he don't want to run he won't run the Hatton boys. He won't run Cubby. He keep throwing Chris Button's name out there like he really want to run Chris, but
Ricky,
you know.
Is he on the show? He told me that he you can get on the show tonight because he asked me without getting on. He's ain't gonna get on the show.
Wait a minute, Pete. I mean, is it snowing outside?
Nah, it's raining. Nah, it's not snowing. It's raining.
Oh, okay then. He ain't
hey,
gonna get on
hey,
the
Rick.
Show. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, Rick. I gotta say
yes,
one
sir.
Thing. I'm gonna tell you, boy. Hey, the Hatton boys got me in heat right now. Tony. Oh my goodness, he got me in heat, boy. You just wait up.
He got
real soon. He got me in heat. I'm gonna show you what them guys that run them 520s and 50s. What I'm gonna do to them? I'm gonna murder every one of them. It ain't gonna make no sense. Watch what, boy? He got me in heat, boy.
Hey, Troy, don't take too much.
Hey, you know how them German shepherds do? They break their chain and always over somebody else's house. That's just where I'm gonna be over half.
Hey, Troy, don't take too much because we got to raise the Rick too, so.
But
the guys in state, most of them can't whoop us.
Who beat us? Out of state. We only lost one race out of state. We did.
We lost a lot.
But we went back
to
be seen.
We lost with Jay-Z Carl,
too. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, we did. We did lose a couple. I don't know.
Hey, guys, can y'all give me a minute? I done have some important people that I've been missing for the last two shows. And they on right now, and I don't know if... Miss Foxbody found them yet? But Miss Foxbody, have you found Capital Raceway or Bradshaw, whatever the name may be they're using?
Man, where's the Wickenburg?
Bradshaw, your mic is on.
Chickens don't get
hey,
on.
Hey, Ricky, how you doing, man?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. Just sitting here listening to you guys. How is everybody tonight?
All right.
Good, pretty good.
This is Bradshaw. He started me racing.
I did.
This is Troy. Troy Henderson.
Big Money.
Oh, my goodness. Now I'm going to hang up the phone.
There it is. It's Big Money on here. I've been listening to you. How's Long Island Joe going? I ain't seen him in a little while here since the Touch and Peace thing.
Yeah, pretty good. How you doing, Mr. Bradshaw?
I'm doing fine, sir. What's up in the world there, Rick? Anything?
We got a little grudge racing going on. We're trying to get some grudge racing going on, and trying to make some action up there at Capital. But unfortunately, with the weather, we won't get nothing going on tomorrow. More than likely.
Yeah, we do, Ricky. Ricky, you ain't tell them that we got what we got going on up Capital next weekend.
No, what we got going on next weekend? Oh yeah, we got Kenny Beecham coming up next weekend.
We got me, Short Dog, and Kenny Beecham and the boys coming up there. We're gonna bust. A hole in Big George. That's what's going to happen.
Hey, look, and if we feel good, we might tear somebody else's ass up, too. Uh-oh.
Well, you know we accept it. Bring it on up there, man. We'll put you down through there. Now, Rick, you had
hey,
a good time this weekend down there, man. It was a pretty nice show. Everybody seemed to like it down there. The Pro My show went down pretty good. Had a good time. Some good numbers.
The track was there. I know y'all was y'all was hunting for that 5 second quarter mile pass.
Yeah.
A couple of them came kind of close, But I think due to the air, it wasn't meant to be Saturday with the air, but they gave
well,
it a good effort there.
Yeah, I was talking to a bunch of them, looking on the computers and all that kind of stuff, and we was carrying temperatures of, you know, 130 degrees on the track, and so I think them guys were actually dialing back a little bit. I mean, I think they had Shriver did 04, 604, it was a couple of 10s, a couple of 16s. So, I don't know, for the heat and all that kind of stuff, they did pretty good and get down through there and all. So, it was a good day. Fun, a lot of fun. Good to see the people come out the way it was. A lot of good word out there right now on it. Everybody's pulling together. Really bringing the place around, you know.
Yeah.
I'm hearing that all over the place, so that's a good hit, especially for me, because I ain't no track, you know. I'm just a guy that drove a car for 25 years or so, you know. But I guess I got that. I know what I don't want done to me, so I guess I can go a long ways with that one.
Yeah. Would you care to share with anybody or with everybody the upgrade that y'all did to the track for those who may not know about it?
Well, we've gone through starting off at the beginning of the year. You know, with the history of everything, just trying to do some upgrades to everything. That's the bosses, so to be, Mr. Bob Wilberger and them. They want to see it, you know, try to bring it back up to where it used to be in the day. So they've gone through. We didn't put new computers through the place, new tree out there just a couple weeks ago. We went and took some of the wiring and stuff like that out of the ground, out of some of the pipe in the ground. Jamie's been doing a lot of work to all the electrical stuff through there. We put a lot of new computer lines in on the ground, put junction boxes at each cell going down the track, done some paving in the track. He's gone through the scoreboards of the place. So we got the backup and all that stuff now, done a bunch of tire work there. A lot of cleaning up. Just trying to bring it back to par. It's, like I said, right now, doing pretty good, getting a lot of things straightened out, computer stuff, being able to put things out there a little easier now, you know, with everything set up in place the way it is. And they're looking to go farther with it. They want to just keep going with it. They're very happy with everything that we're doing. And, you know, it's all of us doing this, man, from you to Mr. Jones, to Jamie, to everybody that works there and comes there, you know. So I think with all that in hand, with all of us together and doing this together, it's definitely making it come around a lot faster, you know, because it's all of us are doing this thing together, man. So, and we're having some fun with it as well. So, but right now we was down there today. Scraped the place. We went scraped all the way to the 8th mile. Just go around. We figured we'd take it to the next thing there, because we really want to have a good track surface for, you know, when the cars come in there. We've showed a little bit of issue, I'll say, in lane 2 over there. So that's why we wanted to go and do that, just to really dig down deep and know exactly. I mean, I've been getting in a lot of it myself because I really want to know the whole process for that stuff. Let me tell you something. That track prep deal. Dude, what a job that one is. That is a lot of work. A lot of work. When you take a scraper that's approximately 6 inches wide and, you know, you hook a torch to her and you scrape 6 inches and you go from the burnout box to the 8th mile with that from side to side for the pattern that the cars are running in. You know, I sat in a wheel for 25, 30 years going to all these racetracks, and not one time that I ever imagined the work that is put into that for us to go down the track. You know, I was always one as well that
took my $65 at the gate, or my $40 at the gates, whatever class I was running in. And when I paid it at the gate, I just thought when I went in there, I should have traction to the hill. Everything should be fine and dandy. And so this is this has been a big learning curve for me as well, because there's a whole lot of work that none of us that drive cars realize what's in to put one down the track. It really is. But I'm having some fun with it too, man. So, you know, it's one of the things that the wife had told me from the word go. If I wasn't going to have fun, that I wouldn't, that I promised that I wouldn't do it. And right now, with everything that's going on, with all the people that's helping out, and I think we're moving along. From what I see out there, anywhere, I mean, there's no bad words anywhere, and that's a good thing. And when you come there, it ain't nothing but a good time. So
yeah,
trying real hard to keep it in that little deal that we got going here right now of that doing what we say. You know, as far as we're trying to bring the boys from, you know, Virginia, you know, all over, Jersey, stuff like that, some of the bracket as well. That's a little tough because, you know, we're trying to keep that purse there for so many years. It was all cut up. You drive yourself from Virginia up to here and take 2 hours to get here. And, you know, the next thing you know, you thought you were running for 1,500 or 2,000, you now are running for 1,000, but your money was the same. So we're really trying hard to keep that from happening. This week here, did a little bit of sponsor deal around, depending on Sunday, and picked a couple sponsors up and paid the purse in full at 18 cars in Class 1 and paid $2,000 to win. Paid the purse out, full deal. So some of the things that we're really striding hard for is just that, you know. So, but I'm hoping hope we're all, you know, giving you guys what you need as well. Yeah, I'm here for the great deal.
I think y'all doing a good job, and I know from the word around town, a lot of people are pleased with Rick and the track prep.
Yeah.
Haven't heard anything negative
right.
As far as track surface goes. So that's what everybody's main concern is about, you know what I mean?
Sure, because you can't have anything. There ain't a real grudge if you ain't got something to get it down a track.
Right.
You know, it can't happen, so. But I had a blast with the custom keys thing. I thought that was just off the hook. I never got to talk to any of you guys about that or with you. I did get to listen to some of it through the deals, because even, you know, when I get in there late at night, I'd still try to go and listen to some of it. And Long Island Joe, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I have that box of Band-Aids. Where's Monster?
I don't know.
I have it.
He might got some Epsom salt on him now. I don't know.
I heard you say that earlier, and I it was in my truck today. And I remembered him having that at the race that day, and I said, "What are you doing with that?" And he said, "They say I'm going to need this, Jimmy."
I think everybody should call him up tomorrow morning, make sure you're all right. We heard some bad news that he's hurt.
I ain't heard from him in a couple of days. I used to hear from him just about every day, but I ain't heard from him a couple of days. Probably kick back taking it easy for a little bit.
He's been doing a lot of running around, so he deserves a little rest.
Yeah, he's been working a little bit, Joe. He's been working a little hard lately.
Yeah, he's definitely been. I'm gonna be a little easy on him tonight, but tomorrow morning I'm making sure I call him.
Now he's gonna call you first, Joe.
Tell him right off the bat. I said, everybody was asking for you. Where were you?
So, Rick, you getting close,
man?
Huh?
You getting close?
I will be bringing
it back out?
I haven't done anything yet, but by the weekend, it'll be all together.
You ain't going to do nothing.
Now, I heard a little bit about the Big Sexy running next week. Who was somebody was saying I caught the tail end of that? Sexy running somebody next week at Capitol?
No, that's Big Joel. Cool. I mean, Kenny Beecham.
Oh, Beecham is, okay.
Yeah, Beecham is running Big George.
Big George or something. Yeah. No, but that's pretty much all that's happening right now, man. We're just poking around, trying to get souvenir stand brought up a little bit more. But other than that, all we can do is sit back and watch it all take place. We had that 6:15 race set up with Sterling's and them. That didn't work out, so we just changed that around. That won't happen. We'll try to do something later on or even next year, they said. We just moved that around a little bit.
What race was that?
We were trying to put something together with Sterling and them.
The old Jack. Okay, so that didn't happen.
Yeah, old Jack. Yeah. Yeah, they... it was just doing a whole bunch of kicking around, and, you know, I don't think it worked out too good last year. So we just I talked to Ralph just a couple days ago and said that we would decide to do something either later on or even next year to put that together. The next thing we have coming up is that I'm kind of looking forward to a little bit here is we got that big pro stick thing coming up. That's like on the 7th or 20th. Supposed to be 58 pro stick cars. That'll be pretty nice. A little setup there.
Yeah, and you got the Warriors back there on the 22nd.
Yeah, and the Warriors are coming in. Then the pro stick guys are coming in with the Pontiacs. So that's usually a pretty nice show. But other than that, dude, as a matter of fact, it just came from down there. I was down there. Like I said, getting that scraping stuff done. I really want to make sure that thing. I don't think we're going to do too much, though, because I think the rain's supposed to be here through the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to ask, how does the rain help or hurt the track prep?
Well, like right now, it's, you know, if you're trying to scrape it down there, so when it's going to start raining, you're done. You can't go any further because then, you know, you get a little water. It just wants to roll. It wants to roll that, so you have to stop on that stuff. But sometimes, depending on where you're at with it, a little bit of rain and then a little dryness actually gives it teeth again. Like I said before, some of that track prep stuff there, it's amazing how, you know, critical it could be, but then the same hand, it's so particular on different things. You wouldn't even, I never would have thought it was so particular about different, you know, different ways of going about it. You need to have too much glue or not enough glue. You got to watch it. You make it, it's just amazing. But like I said, learning some of that stuff as well. I'm not afraid to say that. But we just keep on picking at it, and hopefully we'll just keep going in this direction here, and we'll have a real nice place to race, man. I got my 55 done. It's all sitting there ready to go. I may try to bring that out here in the next couple weeks and see what that thing's all about now. Wagon.
The real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just put a motor in that thing. So it's all ready. I'm going to try it. Of course, ain't nothing like you guys got. You ain't got none of that big power or nothing. I ain't got no money for all that shit. I'd borrow some from Short Dog.
I'm done. I'm fine with it.
You got all the money in the paint job.
And then that's what he do now, Rick.
Yeah.
You got show race car.
Yeah, you do. But all right. Well, until I get something together and we can get together to do some racing, I guess that's about it for now. And I guess y'all had to come out somewhere next weekend to. I hate proving points to people, but y'all will see. I might feel good and send out a mass text message telling everybody I'm ready, just so y'all can get to the racetrack. You know what I'm saying? So tell JC Pete or Short Dog he don't have that much longer to wait. But if you gonna make that phone call for me, Troy, and see if somebody got that gear, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll call you tomorrow for real on that.
Just send a message. We keep our phones on 247. So you can always get such a one of them. If not, just dial 1-800-HORSEMAN. Leave a message. And then we'll get back with you next morning. Didn't know about that.
They want you hard, Rick.
He's talking a good game, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Jim.
Shit, ain't nothing to do about it but sit in the corner.
Hey, Jim.
It ain't nothing I can do about it right now because I ain't got nothing together. But
and you scream,
if you had the job, you'd still get nothing better because in the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, go play in the sandbox or something.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You see, I'll let my nephew talk to you. I ain't said nothing. I'm just laughing.
Hey, look.
Some guys are going to play. They must love punishment.
Who must love punishment?
Hey, Pete.
Y'all Merlin guys?
Hey, Pete.
Huh?
Y'all said that Rick put on Facebook today, said I'm going to get my race too when he gets right.
The same race that we talked about, I'm looking forward to it.
Hold on, what y'all talking about now? I'm lost.
I don't know. What race are we talking about, Rick?
You don't remember? Who is it? This Kenny, right?
This is me, yeah.
Okay.
You know, Kenny Punch drunk. You don't remember.
The race that you Red, told
I
me
can't
was.
Remember, I can't,
hey,
I can't
hold, hey, Ray, hold, Tommy, Rick, Tommy. Anything Kenny say, he's not responsible. If you want to race, talk to me. Don't, whatever Kenny
say,
he's
not responsible.
No, see,
I don't
want to
keep doing all that. I want to talk to the horse, damn it. I don't want to keep talking to the
horse. I am the horse. What are you talking about?
No,
I am the horse.
You ain't the horse.
Hey, Rick, Pete is my confidential race promoter, because I always mess with.
Well, I don't want to talk to no promoters. The promoters put too much shit in the game. That's what's been going on already.
I don't want to talk
to no promoters.
Nah, the problem is you trying to follow the sweep. It ain't going to happen to me.
Okay,
I ain't got
what?
No sweep for you. I said the problem coming is you trying to follow the sweep. I ain't got no sweep for you.
It wasn't
anything you give us, you'll earn.
Kenny, listen. Kenny told me, since he whooped the shit out of me the last race, that he'll run one system and let me do what I do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, you got that, yeah. You got that. You got the whole deal. Hell yeah. That
you know
ain't
what I'm saying? So you went through all that for nothing.
No, you're right. Rick, I was just checking on the race. I didn't know, but now that you told me what it is.
Well, Rick, I'm still new to the race on this shit, and they say I can't stiff a race very good, so they took me here to stiffing races nowadays.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, yeah, you got that all day long, tomorrow morning, tomorrow night,
and twice
last night.
Time. And twice more time.
Yeah.
Can I get that from JC too?
Now what you give him, JC, is a good old fashioned ass whooping. that what you can get. look, but you also can get Gat. If you ever come in the beam, you can get Gat though.
Say that again.
You can get Gat if you ever come out of that race.
I'm gonna get Gat.
Oh yeah.
No, it's not gonna happen, Pete.
You're exactly right. agree with you 100%.
He got gapped the first time. He won't do the gapping.
Hold on. Now, I'm going to bet you that you didn't gap him. You might have beat him, but you didn't gap him.
I gapped him at the tree. What are you talking about?
Hey, man, I'm talking when you got to the finish line. I said you didn't gap him.
Oh, shit. I gapped him enough. I was a half a car in front of him.
That ain't a gap. That's a half a car in front.
That's
enough gapping
to me.
Hey, man, look, that's gone. We just forgot about that. Let's get on.
You know what the sweetest part about that is? That shit eating y'all up. y'all want to get back when that was so bad.
Hey, man, it's real, man, that's gone.
I mean,
you
going
all your raises, man. I mean,
that's
we ain't tripping off. I mean, we want to raise again. Don't get me wrong.
Well, I can't tell that y'all ain't tripping off. Y'all hunting for me like this fucking Red October something, man.
Hold on. If you go over there playing the sandbox and don't say nothing, we wouldn't bother you, but you keep running your lips. Nobody's going to get your ass.
But I ain't in the sandbox, though.
All right. Take your time and get over the car.
I have learned now how to manipulate you people, because, you know, it was said before, you know, you ain't got nothing to race, sit back and be quiet. Now I don't really say a whole lot. I just defend myself when y'all bring up my name, but that irritates y'all because I ain't got shit to race. But y'all keep talking about me. If y'all just leave me the fuck alone, I won't bother y'all.
But because y'all keep bothering me,
I'm just going to keep saying shit, but y'all ain't figured it out yet.
Hey, man, it's going to irritate us because we already know you're not going to race no way. So we don't, it's going to irritate us. And in our mindset, we already know even when you get your car right, you're not going to run. So we don't even bother with it no more. For real, for real.
Oh, buddy. I hate you.
But what we really want you to do is get both of them cars together and we're both of them on the same day.
It's going to be a little while for the Camaro, because they want to get some other stuff done to the car right now. So. You can't only take one ass whooping at a time.
Shit, ain't about work, man. Let me tell you something, man. You whooping our ass is the last thing on our mind. All you can do is come out there and race.
You're right.
One thing everybody knows, a two car race, and three people want one of them. I mean, we ain't got to win. So,
all right, so look, will y'all come to back to Capitol to race me?
Man, we'll race you over there on 64 if we catch you.
I don't know what
695. I don't even know what it is. We'll come up there and race you.
I don't know what 695 that needs.
Man, you live up there don't know what nothing is. We're coming to Calvary. When you want to race? Let's lock
okay.
up stuff. When you want to race?
All right. After next week, I'll let you know.
Okay. Didn't I just tell you that I don't care if we got to come to China race, you can come all the way across, go take the car, fly the car there?
What's your favorite saying? The pair of lips and say anything.
All right. Well, my lips just told you, keep the car right, and we just talked to us, and we ready.
Yeah,
hey, Rick, we just love to race, man. That's what we love to do.
I ain't nothing wrong with that. I love to do the same thing when I got something to race.
Hey, look, I feel your pain, brother. When you got to do that wrenching and work, pay for that car, you can do it when you can afford it. But
that's why I be trying to tell people, man, you know, I want to get my car together. I wanted to get my car together last week when I picked up the motor. But, you know, money comes first. I got to make the money to go half fun.
True that.
I ain't got it like some people that can go half fun and don't got to work and still got money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I want to know who them people are, because I have it like that.
Yeah, well, I want to know who all of them is, too.
I'm working right now trying to get my car together like I want to. So you know I ain't got it.
Yeah, well, you better hurry up. I'm going to fuck you up.
Man, about what to do. You know what? You fucking everybody with your lips.
That's all I can do is talk right now.
But I tell you what, one or two of them, if we catch up with one or two of them ass whippers, we're going to make you stop fucking us up. I tell you that. Ain't going to think about a couple of them. I guarantee you'll stop. Now you say you
don't
want me to.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah.
Somebody just sent me a text message saying you Tarzan of the horses.
So they can call it what they want.
Oh, shit.
That is what it is. But I can do all this rage, too, see? That's a good part of it.
Man, next week can't get here fast enough. You better hope I don't have a good day next week.
Hey, Father, whoever told you that, Father wants to be a part of the horseman, be a part of a winning team.
No, they already won the team.
Who did they beat?
They beat quite a few people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, like I said, man, you better hope. Pray for me that everything go well next week.
Hey, man, I ain't even worried about you and DG Reese. I'm talking to my car together with me.
I'm going to call you Thompson. We can run right out the trailer.
Okay. That ain't no problem.
That's how confident I'm gonna be. So wish me well, okay? And good blessing.
Good luck.
There you go.
I ain't in concert on JC. I'm trying to it's car ready. I'm working on my car. Now you're working on my car. I'm gonna get mine ready. Me and you gotta race too, so
yeah, what you talking about in August, you gonna be a while. And you wanna go test for 10-5. What the hell you need to test for? Y'all got Tom Tillman, man. You don't need to go do no testing.
Hey, Rick, don't feel bad. Look, Pete said when he get right, he going to beat my ass, too. So we're racing between the teams. So he already said.
Oh, not again.
He wasn't supposed to repeat that shit. You wasn't supposed to repeat that shit. Hey, Troy, you told me Kenny talk too much. There you go.
Well, see, we do that shit for fun just because we like to do it, see?
Hey, well, ain't nothing wrong with that. There ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm not knocking what y'all do.
I know. So Kenny owe me a get back race, though.
That one when he cuts you on the tree?
No. I ain't never cut him on the tree.
Hey, Kenny, don't tell him that. He missed that race.
Oh, okay.
Don't tell him. He missed the
shit himself. I thought that was the race that you were talking about on come down the Bush Street, Pete.
Yeah, but he didn't come in the tree, though. I left first. I mean, if you want to be technical, buddy, he just overran me, but I left first.
Oh.
He did. He left me sitting there.
It was a 008 to a 090 or 100 or something. I don't know what it is.
It was him and Troy out there with them damn thumbs. They told me they were going to cut my thumb off and mail it to me or something. Got me all mixed up and confused.
You ain't cut no damn 00 nothing. Stop lying.
I think he was 00 when you were 00 anyway.
Man, don't tell that clown nothing, man. I'm going to put that shit on him. Don't tell him nothing.
You going to try, you going to fuck around and go red.
That's part of raising, too.
Yeah. Oh, I hate for you to lose. You know, I ain't that good on the tree, so don't try to cut no fantastic light against me, bro.
Hey, man, everybody get lucky a couple ones in life.
Yeah, we get lucky once in a blue moon, we'll cut a piece of light.
Well, I don't want you to do a good job of losing the race that way, you know what I mean? If you want to race, let's race. You know, sit there for a second. Wait till the light turns green, then go.
Hey, look, if you run me head up, I'll do that. I'll make sure I have me but 100 lights. You run me head up, I know I can run your ass down.
Well, you told me you was going to kick me in the quarter.
Yeah, that's the race you got. So, I know what I told you.
And you going to be on 10-5, too?
No. You told me with my big power, you want to kick.
No, you said 10-5, you was going to be on 10-5, man.
I said 10-5 is when you head up. You said, don't do that. If you leave your big power, I'll take the kick. That's what you said. And I said, well, that's fine.
And then it's
I'm
just checking your memory.
Yeah,
I take that. You driving and giving me the kick in the
quarter. You said you didn't care who's going to come. See, you can't trick me. because you can treat everybody else. I've been doing this too long. You don't care who drives the car. You say, all you want is skin.
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, it would just be like a nice doubleheader, you know what I'm saying, if you would drive the car since you're doing all the shit talk.
Well, and look, if I give you what you want, I'm coming with my best package.
If you kick me in the court, I don't give a fuck what package you come with.
I didn't. Why are you still talking about it?
Because you ain't said you're going to drive yet.
Because I ain't the best package, so I ain't, you're right.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who the best package is. I might go find Antoine Brown driving for me that night.
I wouldn't give a damn if you went and found Shane Gray to drive.
Okay. Hey, Rick. You got the way.
Okay.
So, and the only thing I want y'all to do is load up on the pot. Just load up on the pot, and I'm going to show you what's going on.
I hear you. All right, man, we like 25 minutes past the show. I know some people got some things to do. You say you're working. We're going to end the show, come back next week, and get ready for next weekend of racing. Since nobody can do any racing this week unless they're going out of town or going to Darlington for Big Sexy Saturdays. That's where Kenny be going. You going, well, I guess you got to go. You part of the crew.
Yeah, we're leaving about 7:30 in the morning. We're going to be down there, Rick. We're going to go down there and see if we can beat Big Sexy again. Like I said, we heard he's riding, so we're going to have to be on that P's and Q's, try to leave red. And hope and pray we turn that W on. That's all we can do.
Man, Big Sexy, Big Sexy gonna get jabbed, man.
Hey, Pete, I think you've been listening to that buzzing sound on your truck too long. Everything out your mouth, somebody gonna get gapped.
That same prediction I made last time with the Kenny. What I told him last time?
No reason.
Hey, what happened to him?
Sean say y'all got some kind of voodoo shit going on with him.
Yeah, I know.
We fucked red
Sean
up.
Sean can't find the root because he don't know where it's at.
We're going down there. I can tell you that we're going ready. We're ready to ride. So, I know one thing, though. And I put my car up because ain't nobody going to run me. So.
What'd you say?
I said, we went in there and gapped his ass, then I put my car up, but ain't nobody gonna rock me.
So, you're Ricky gonna run
me? Yeah, Rick will run me.
Yeah, Rick will run the whole hog mechanic. Rick will run me.
Yep, and I'm waiting on Mr. White to get him something.
Hey, look, I'm gonna tell you something. Even though I got my ass beat by Big George, I tell you what, I had a ball running my Chevelle that Sunday at Larry T's race. I had an absolute blast. And I got my ass beat. So I'm going to try to run that Chevelle more this year. I got a few little things I want to do to it before I come up to y'all's favorite. I'm going to come up there and do a little plan.
Well, that's what's up. West End Willie still waiting on you. But he might not be waiting on you. He done turned the call over to his son now.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure if I get right, he'll probably jump in it for one weekend anyway, though.
Yeah, he didn't let his son take the car to the track, get his license in the car and everything. So I don't think he turned it up for him yet. You know, he's still getting him used to the car and stuff like that. But I guess that just anything's possible.
Well, there's a few of them, my man. We got all tire car. We're gonna run with it if he wants to run. If he wants to go, because I told him I would do it. And if I get the car dialed in, you know, I'll do a quarter mile trip with him. I'm trying to get the car set up. So I can do either or. So we'll be ready. I want to do a little focusing more on that because We all the boys in Fayetteville want. Should we can get plenty of action down there? I can get plenty of action with that car. All the action you want. I can probably get more action than I really need with that car.
I got you. All right. Well, I got to get some stuff done. I'm sure, y'all do too. So we're gonna go ahead and cut out of here, and reconvene next Thursday at 8 p.m. Appreciate everybody calling in. Appreciate Miss Foxbody for taking the time out of her day to do the show. Appreciate Capital Raceway for coming on and giving us a nice facility to race at. Appreciate Jay Bond and Grudge Inc. For providing us with a show for us to be able to talk shit to each other on each and every week. And with that said, everybody have a good night, and I'll see y'all at the racetrack.
All right, Rick.
Is Foxbody here to sleep on?
Okay, good night.
Good night.